this thing all the time. This is crazy. This is why I like to do my cool runs first, you know. Any better there, folks?
I don't know. Are you hearing me yet?
I'm hearing you on my house speakers, but not on my... let me see if I can talk to you with this. On the headphones.
Right.
Anyway, so let me say hello to you. We're going to figure this out, all right? How are you doing? Welcome to Montreal Radio.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Can you hear me now?
I'm hearing you fine. I have no problem.
So I was all who is sabotaging this thing?
No, I don't think there's sabotage.
No, nobody wants me to talk to the beautiful lady with the beautiful voice. Anyway, as long as you can hear me and I can hear you a little bit, I'm going to go through with this one way or another. I got to fix it out, figure it out as we go along. So how are you doing? Welcome. Somebody put a point to me and say, you need to ask her, is it true that you weren't born in Barbados? Is this true?
Yes, that is true. I was born in East London, England.
London, England. Mm-hmm. And then you moved to Barbados.
Yeah. I moved here with my mom because my parents split up. So I moved. My mom brought me here to Barbados. And my dad stayed in London.
But let me ask a foolish question here. Coming from London, England, is it? Mm-hmm. How did you end up being the soca queen of Barbie?
I don't know. I can't explain that one. I always wanted to sing. Singing is something that's been a part of me since I was a little kid growing up in England. So it was always a part of me, just always. And you know, I didn't set out, you know, and say, well, I'm going to become the queen of soca. But that's where my music and my passion took me. You know, that's how it happened. That's how when I went into square one and all of that, you know, that's where my journey took me. And my journey isn't over.
No, we have a long way to go.
I'm not hearing you.
You're not hearing me now?
You're muted.
Oh. Unmute me there, son.
I'm not hearing you. You're muted. Better, yeah.
All right. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Strange things are happening. Never happened before, you know, but such is life. I don't know. Somebody's sabotaging me. It's a sabotage. No. Yes. So, when you came to Barbados to live, you got into music right away.
No. I was a kid when I came to Barbados.
Oh, okay.
I was a kid. I was in school. So, and I wasn't really active at school either. I wasn't, you know, people didn't know me for singing because I was extremely shy. I was very, very shy. So,
is that right?
Yeah, very.
And what happened?
Very shy. I guess I worked through it over time. You know, I was not that kid that was like, we know that she's going to be on the stage and we know that, you know, I was not that kid. I was the very shy one. I was the one that would be in the back of the room, in the corner, you know, that was me. And so after I left school and I did and join Square One, my friends that went to school with me were shocked. They were absolutely shocked because they knew the Allison that they went to school with was like, she would not say boo to a fly. So they could not believe that Allison, you mean our Allison? Like what? We Allison. In a band,
one like
as a frontline singer, that's crazy. that is nuts. So yeah, it was, it surprised a lot of people. But it took time. It took time for me to, I guess, to break out of my shell.
Well, you know, you have certainly done a wonderful job, I must say. Having, you know, people, I heard you do a song with John King.
Yeah.
And that's such a beautiful, I'm going to look for it, and I'm going to play a verse or two off of it, because I want people to hear the real Allison Hynes voice, because it's a beautiful voice. You know, I was, I don't want to talk about retiring too soon, but if and when you do retire, will you change your genre of music a little bit and start to go into that classical type of singing? When I say classical, I mean classical pop.
I don't know. First of all, I ain't thinking about retiring no time soon. And even if I see it as a transition into something different,
mm-hmm.
into a different way of doing what I do. And so it wouldn't be a case of me retiring. It would be a case of doing what I do. I have so much music, and I can, you know, one of my ultimate things is to have my own show, Allison Hynes in Concert, and just that show all around. And that way I can do, you know, my classics that have, you know, stood the test of time, as well as whatever else I feel like doing, you know, because it would be my show to do how I choose to do it.
Right.
So that's where I'm looking at in terms of transitioning, you know.
Right.
I'm not doing the gigs on different shows, just making my show the event and taking that around and having that market and having that input. So that's what I'm, in terms of performing, that's what I'm looking at, because we're all getting older.
You know, I'm telling you.
Whether you want to admit it or not, we're all getting older. And I love singing. I love performing. I love entertaining people, and I love making people happy. And so I can continue to do that, just do it in a different way.
You know, I am happy to what you're saying there, because we do have a Celine Dion here in Montreal, in Quebec, and she does that. She does her own shows, and she does everything. She even touched on a little bit of a reggae thing one night. We heard her here in a club nearby us years ago, and everybody stood up. We saluted her, you know what I mean? And for her to be doing that in those times. So I'm glad that, say, in those, when you make that transition, I'll come to your show and I'll hear some of that voice, the range, the melody, the taste.
Exactly.
And because you do have that. Not because you're sitting across from me there, but I'm telling you, I've listened to you, John King. And where's John King, by the way?
He is now our Minister of Culture.
You're kidding me.
Yes, he is. He is our Minister of Culture.
Does he still sing?
No, he doesn't sing anymore.
Oh, he's another one with a voice.
Yeah.
Anyway, I am looking forward to that, because I would really love to see and hear you in a concert by yourself. But I must say, one of the things, changing the subject a little bit, you're a brave woman, you know.
Oh.
I was watching a video some time ago, and you were at the spot where you invite men to come up and do a little jig with you and all that. And I'm saying, yeah, man, that's good. And when you, anybody want to come? There was a young guy in the front of the stage, and that stage must have been 8 feet high. And he just sort of sprung from the ground to the top of the stage. And I'm saying to myself, Allison Hynes is in trouble. Because he just stood up there and he was shaking. I said, my God, this woman is brave. And when you chose and you chose and you choose him to do the final thing, this guy was all over. And I said to myself, how do you manage that? How do you control that? Because that guy looked like he came out to play.
Well, when I've done it in the past, you know, when I'm on stage, the stage is mine.
Right.
That space is mine. I am in charge of that space. And so anyone that comes up on the stage with me, you abide by the unspoken rules that are on that I lay down. Mm-hmm. Because I don't stand for no disrespect. I don't stand for no, you know, anybody trying to just you know, do whatever they feel like. You can't come up on the stage and do what you feel like. I am not that artist. And I have done it before where, you know, a guy just kind of was just wild, and I was like, nope, and see, I get security to take him off, because I don't play that. If I choose to have someone on the stage, then you have to be, you give the people a show without being disrespectful.
Right, right. Right.
She supported me from the beginning. She supported me in a time when my colleagues were not, a lot of my colleagues did not have support from their families.
Mm.
From, you know, maybe from some of their friends, but, you know, it was always, oh, I'm a real job, but you don't get, you can't make no money doing that, you know, that kind of stuff. And my mom was one of the few, one of those, she's a special woman, and for her, she knew her child. You know, she knew that I was always coming home and singing whatever songs I learned that day.
Right.
And so when I said to her that I had the opportunity to join a band, she was like, I know that you're going to do this to the best of your ability, so I give you my blessing, and I need to talk to the boys. You know,
mm-hmm.
that was really, and the boys came, square one, they came, and she sat down with them, and she let them know what was expected, because I was the only girl, and I was the youngest in the band, and that was it. They took that to heart from day one till the last day that we were officially together as a band. So, yeah, my mom has a lot to do with woman and entertainer that you see.
Nice. She did a good job, I must say. Richard Stout, you went on his talent parade.
Yes, I did. That was the first time I was ever on a real stage with a band backing me.
Mm.
And as I said, I was extremely shy. So I would like be trembling backstage. And I was like, oh my God, when I tell you butterflies, like, it was crazy. And I would go on the stage and stand up in the middle and sing. And somehow the nervousness never came out in my voice. But I was petrified, absolutely petrified on that stage. But I could sing, and that was it. I couldn't move, I couldn't dance, I couldn't do anything else. I could literally go on the stage, sing, and come back off.
Mm-hmm. What song did you sing on that stage? Because
well, it was a competition, so it was the preliminaries and then semis and then finals. So I don't remember some of the songs that were chosen for the semis, for prelims and then semis and finals. I think I sang a Karen Carpenter song. I think that was one of the songs that I did, and I don't remember what the others, because you had to do two songs. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what the other song was, but I went to the finals and I placed third.
Nice. because mm-hmm. I know I had the pleasure of meeting a gentleman many years ago, Richard Stout, mm-hmm. and he looks for the quality in the voices. Mm-hmm. You don't just come up there, jump and whine and do this and do that. You have to be able to sing.
Yeah.
And when I heard that you were there, I said, I'd have to ask you about that. So you mm-hmm. came in third. Never went back.
No, I did it that 1 year. And then after the competition, Young Blood, who was the person that actually entered me in the competition and helped me choose my songs, he then, after the competition, approached me about joining Square One. So I didn't have a reason to go back into the competition.
Mm. The good thing about competition like those is that it brings out and shows your qualifications, because that you have. And I would have loved to hear, I would have loved to have heard you singing on Be Nervous and all that on mm-hmm. The show with Richard Stout. He has brought out a lot of the artists in.
I think he has videos of some of those competitions from back in the day, because it would have been people like myself. Like, I came through Team Talent, Young Blood, and Cecil Riley as well, who were the other two singers in Square One. Rupert Clark, Rupi, went through there. Edwin Yearwood. There's quite a few TC. There's quite a few artists from out of Barbados that, you know, passed through the competition as well.
Yes, that I was told. And one of the things is Barbados has a lot of good singers. I happen to know one. His name was Chess Haynes. Listening to this guy sing was amazing. Mm-hmm. What do you think? It's in the water?
Yeah, it might be. It might be in the seawater. It might be in the seawater. I don't know if it's any drinking water, but it might be in the seawater.
The seawater. But now, now that this pandemic is on, what has it done to you as an artist? What? I spoke to a guy earlier on, and he says this is the time singers and musicians should become creative. What have you done? What have you done apart from talking to crazy people from Montreal?
I have. It's actually been a time of, I guess, kind of reflecting and kind of seeing where you stand and what you want to do. There's also been it's been a very challenging time as well, because we haven't been able to, you know, to go out there and perform and do what we do. And, you know, also in terms of the financial side of it,
right,
not having that income and so on. So it's actually caused me to think in different ways and different directions. And to look at multiple streams of income, because that is something that has come to the forefront in terms of this pandemic, that we as artists and musicians and creatives really should not be dependent on one stream, one income stream. We need to look at having numerous income streams so that income streams that are not dependent on us physically being on stage, on us actually having to perform. And I am in a unique position in that I am an icon within the business. And so I built a brand that I have been able to capitalize on in other directions. And so I have been working and am working on some other projects,
right,
that are about expanding the brand that is Allison Hynes. So it's beyond just what people see on stage or recording music and that kind of stuff. I haven't stopped recording. I just haven't had the... I haven't really wanted to release anything recently, just because I'm not gonna put music out there just for the sake of putting music out there. That's me personally. If I'm gonna put something out there, you know, it really gotta kick and it gotta make sense. And but in terms of the brands and stuff, I am getting ready to be a spokesperson for a new company that's coming into Barbados. Hopefully they should be launching this month. And again, that is capitalizing on my image and my brand. And I just recently launched a partnership with a clothing company called Caribbean Apparel.
Wow.
They so we have partnered. And so anyone that goes to the Caribbean Apparel website and buys anything from the Unity jackets, which are super, super popular. They're the black Unity jackets, and they're you can get it for any country, basically. So whatever country you're from, you can represent with your Unity jacket. There's a black one with your country colors, and there's also a white and blue one. So anybody that goes to the site, they can use my code, which is Allison21, and they will get a discount, an automatic discount on anything that they buy.
Allison21, okay. Right?
What's that?
Did you say Allison21?
Allison21, okay. A-L-I-S-O-N 21. Okay. And anything that you buy on the Caribbean Apparel website, any piece of clothing, could be a hat, could be a shirt, a t-shirt, a jacket, or whatever, you get an automatic discount.
So you're one of these adventurous artists, entertainer, because in the early years, in my early years, we had entertainers who would open restaurants, bars, all sort of things. And you're totally right. They just did not depend on their vocals, per se, or their entertainment.
Correct. But,
you know, I have a young man sitting there. He's from Barbados. And I'm sure he has something he wants to ask one of his favorite singers, Miss Allison Hines. Mm-hmm. And go right ahead, Drew. Look how he's smiling.
Hi, Allison. How are you doing?
I am good. I'm good. How are you?
Wow.
I'm good. How's beautiful Barbados?
It's still beautiful. It's a little overcast, but it's still beautiful.
Okay. I heard you speak before about your early days with Square One. You know, I mean, you guys had a powerful tree at the front leading singers, yourself, Andy, and Oshaka. When it came to putting an album together and you guys had a release, how did you go through that process? Because I know that you guys had like a big storage of songs, you know what I mean? So how did you guys come together to put like the Square One album up?
Well, that was something, I mean, it was an annual thing that we would put out an album. And we always wanted to put music that would cover for different, not only different demographics, but different markets. So we would tend to do, I would tend to be the person that would do a song in a different language, French or Spanish or something along those kind of lines. And it was really about building a catalog of music and having, you know, those strong songs out there. And we knew that when we released an album with like, I don't know, we had like, I don't know, 20 songs on it. Every song wasn't going to be a hit, but we knew that we had solid music in there that was going to be able to carry and sell the albums and so on. And I know people that would buy an album every single year. As once Square One was producing our albums, they would make sure and buy their album every year. And that says a lot in terms of what we represented. We always wanted to have quality music. It was about quality. It was about making sure that the music stood up and stood the test of time. And we proved that, you know, with songs like Ay 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 and Carnival Baby and Bazo D and Faluma and Togetherness and all of these songs that were created then that are still as relevant now and still stand up, you know, and DJs still play the music and it still get forwards. And when I perform, you know, there's certain songs that I have to perform. like, I ain't got no choice. Like, I have to perform those songs, because if I don't, I can get pelt, I can get cussed, I can get all kind of thing coming at me. You understand? So even though I may be creating new music, the classics, the songs that have become classics and the favorites, people never get tired of hearing those songs. And I am really, really thankful to my brothers in music, Square One, and to Terry Arthur, Terry Mexican Arthur, who wrote the bulk of songs for me during that time that I was in Square One. He is the writer that has written most of the songs for me in my career.
Yeah. Also, I remember coming to Barbados. It's the early 90s, and you guys was like really mashing up the album, right? Really mashing up the island, right? Mm-hmm. And what would you say was your? I know what was your breakout song on my when it comes to me. What was your breakout? What song you think that really put Allison Hynes and Square One out there?
That was Ragamuffin. Ragamuffin was
exactly.
Yeah. Was my first regional hit. That was the first song that broke out of Barbados and went into the region and let people know that there was a band called Square One. Even before Allison Hynes was known, Square One, the band, was, you know, that was our beginning. It was like, who is this band? Everybody loved the song, you know. And then things really started to roll from there.
How did that feel, knowing that, you know, I mean, you got your break and now like traveling and seeing the response of the people?
Oh, it was awesome. It was very, very awesome. I mean, to have the opportunity to travel to so many different countries, to experience so many different people and their a little bit of their culture and their background and that kind of stuff was amazing. Like, I could not have imagined that things could have gone as well as they did. But the whole band, you know, we had the same dream, we had the same focus, we had, you know, we wanted to make Square One a band to be reckoned with, and that we did.
Yeah, okay, tell me about, I remember you guys being on Much Music in Toronto with Master T.
Oh, wow. Listen, George, who played keyboards in Square One, he was the archivist of the band, so he was the person that would really collect all the, you know, the video footage and newspaper clippings and all of that. He still has all of that stuff. He has like a ton of stuff on Square One. And he actually, as you say that, he recently sent me the video from that performance in the car park of Much Music.
Yeah.
And yes, and Master T interviewed me after the performance and stuff. And I was like, oh my God, like, I can't believe that he had that footage. And to know how long we have been in the Canadian market, like, even I forgot how long we have been in the Canadian market. The bulk of our performances, and then for me too as a solo artist, have been in Toronto. But yes, we've been to Montreal, and we've been to Ottawa, and we've been to, you know, a couple of other provinces and so on. But that was awesome. Our performances in Canada have always been great. Always, always, always. The love that we get from the Canadian market is crazy.
Okay, talking about the love from the Canadian market, let's talk about the love from the Trinidadian market that they give to Allison Hynes.
that is crazy even now, even up to present day. Like, that's on a different level. The love and the appreciation, the warmth and the way that I have been embraced in that Trinidadian market is amazing to me, that it has lasted this long. From Square One, from when we, you know, had all of those hits, the Trinidad market embraced us with everything, because the thing about Trinidadians is that once you're giving them great music, great performance, you know, great entertainment, they are going to, they're like, yeah, give it to us. They support their own, they support the Trinidadian artists, but any artists that come from anywhere else and you give them that quality, they are like, yes. And we were consistent. Square One was consistent every year in bringing popular songs and hits after hit after hit. And after I left the band and I went into Trinidad as a solo artist, you know, it was the same thing. Up until last year, Carnival, yes, 2020, you know, that response and that excitement is still there. You know, I come across people who freak out, lose their minds. You know, it is something, and it's something that I do not take for granted. And it's not taken away from my other fans at all, my other fans in the rest of the region and the rest of the world. But Trinidad has had it's had a huge impact on my career from my Square One years through until now. And, you know, I had a Trinidad-based band. My road manager was Trinidadian. My former manager was half Bajan, half Trini. My management right now is Trinidadian. I'm based in Trinidad. You know, my best friend. Like, it's like, I have so many connections with Trinidad that it would be remiss of me not to highlight that, you know, that special connection that I have with TNT.
Okay, when you look back at the 90s, yourself along with Edwin Yearwood, Square One and Crossfire, you guys had made a tempo of soca that stands out up to today. You know what I mean? And when you look at a lot of the hits that the soca artists is bringing out today, it's all along that tempo. You know what I mean? How does it make you feel to know that, you know what I mean, like you're one of the people that really started that type of movement?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good feeling. That's a really good feeling to know that, you know, the music that you have, the body of music that we have created, both bands, that has had that influence over time. You know, that's a really great thing. It's a really great feeling to have.
If you had to take off your Allison Hynes hat and give it to any female soca artist out there today, who would you give it to?
The reason why I wouldn't want to do that is because the female artists that are out there right now, you know, they have their own unique brand. And that's something that I always encourage. I encourage people to, yes, you look at somebody to emulate, but you take what you need from them and then you do your own thing. You make your own, you create your own space and your own, you know. So the women in soca, Destra, Nyla, Nessa, Faith here in Barbados, you know, there's Claudette Peters. These women have created their own space. And that's what's important, because nobody can be you better than you. There's only one Allison Hynes. They can't be two or three or four. There's only one Destra. There's only one Fayanne. There's only, you know, you understand what I'm saying? Like, each one has her own space and her own place. And that, for me, is the most important.
Okay, you mentioned Faith. Mm-hmm. From Barbados.
Yes.
I mean, I've watched her throughout the year. She's been in the business for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And I think within the last year or two, she has found her identity and her space in that soul party. Yeah. What do you have to tell the listeners about Faith?
Faith is awesome. She's I've mentored her through the years. And she's a very down to earth and a very open and welcoming kind of girl. And it just took time. for her. All I ever wanted was for her to find her place.
Yeah.
All I wanted. However that manifests. And she has now found her space and her place. And now it's about developing that and growing from there and seeing what else she can do. Like she's just at the beginning. She is just at the beginning. And I do have some pointers for her, and I will talk to her one-on-one once I get the opportunity. But she has found her space, and that's really was key, finding your space.
I'm going to try and squeeze in here between the two Bajans because, boy, them questions and answers are beautiful. But we have to do this by law, and we have to identify the station. Just in case you're just joining us, folks, we're talking to the ever-so-beautiful Allison Hynes, all the way from beautiful Barbados, where it's cloudy, just like it is in Montreal at the moment. And you're locked into CKUT 90.3 FM. And at the moment, she's on a heavy questioning by the man from Renegade Sound, Mr. Drew. Drew, what's in that bottle?
Sunshine.
Sunshine. That is why you're... you know what? Sunshine. Could I just play the song, a little song here? This goes back way, way back with Allison Hynes and one of my favorite singers out of beautiful Barbados.
My life turned upside down. I had to write a song.
If you can barely hear it, that's a guy, John King, I was talking about.
And hope that
I don't know what's wrong with the volume.
Our lonely lives together.
Can you hear it, Allison?
Together.
I'm tired of romance.
Listen to this voice.
I've heard too many times to take another chance. If I trust you with my heart, will you hold it close forever? Never.
Don't turn away.
I don't think I can make someone help me.
I want you to stay.
I don't know if I'm strong enough to get away.
Look into my eyes.
Can't believe I'm falling.
Seems to me that we
two of the most wonderful singers. I know my friend, if he hears me say that, he's going to kill me. He was here with us last week. Drew, you can call his name, not me. And he's going to say, Allison. But that's a beautiful song and totally well done. You know what I mean, Allison? You need to get... I am requesting some more, whether it's soca, reggae, dance, but I want to hear the voice. I want to hear that voice, all right? And
okay.
I'm going to turn you back over to Mr. Drew. We have approximately another 10 minutes or so to go. And
all right, before you question me anymore,
yes.
I want to say a special shout out to Linda Ford. Dwayne, her son, reached out in the chat. She is battling cancer, and she's listening right now. And she was a friend of my mom when they were kids at St. Lawrence Girls School. So I want to say a special, special shout out to Linda. I'm so glad that you're locked on and listening. And, you know, I will try and say hi to my mom when next I get the opportunity to see her.
Good.
Before we start, I gotta say a special happy belated birthday.
Yes, Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. I forgot about that. Happy belated birthday, Hines. Allison. Was it very special breakfast in bed and all the works or the flowers thrown up or the what have you?
Well, there wasn't breakfast in bed, but that's fine. You know, I was taken out to lunch and I went out with the girls for a few drinks. And I was on the radio actually because Andy Youngblood, he is on a station here in 94.7. He's a radio personality on one of the stations.
Say hello to Andy for me, please.
What's that?
Say hello to Andy for me. That's
I will. Yeah, so we went on air and had a really, really fun talk. You know, it was good. It was really good.
Yeah. So, Stretch, you played one of your favorites from Allison Hynes and John King.
Right.
I'm going to play one of my favorite tracks from Allison Hynes and someone. She probably know who this is, but I'll talk to her about it after. Can you hear the track or?
No, I'm not hearing.
Okay. I think I have a little problem here. That was the track with you and Richie Spice.
Richie Spice. I had a feeling so.
Yeah. Richie Spice? I think
tell us about it. I think, Stretch, you're supposed to have that over there. I sent that to you this morning. Richie Spice.
Hello, you done now? There's our pit bull. She decided she wanted to come into the interview, apparently.
What's the name of your pit bull?
Her name is Sapphire.
Sapphire.
Yes.
Hi, Sapphire. So tell us about how did that track come along with you and Richie Spice?
I actually spoke to him, wanted to do to kind of make more inroads into the Jamaican market. And my former manager, you know, asked me kind of, you know, who did I want to have, who would I like to do a collab with? So Richard, could you get down off the bed, please? Apparently not. Okay. I didn't know Richie like that. We didn't know each other. I knew of him, obviously, but so I approached him, you know, introduced myself and so on. And I asked him and he said that he was interested. And so then I told my former management and then, you know, we made arrangements to do the song and his management and my former management spoke and we went to Jamaica. And we actually recorded the song at Big Yard. Wow. And I was super excited to record with Richie because I really enjoyed, you know, his voice and his vibe. And he's very quiet, like a very introverted kind of guy.
Right, right.
And, he warmed up, you know, when we were in the studio. And I guess as he got more comfortable, you know, he started to warm up. And you know, the experience in the studio with him was really, really good. Just hearing that voice just coming through the speaker.
He has a wicked voice.
Oh my goodness. I was like, wow, this when the song was done, we were like, yeah, this is a track right here.
I'm sure he was saying the same thing about you.
Yeah. And it's you know, it's a song that when it came out, so many people fell in love with it. So many people just, and it went much further than the Jamaican diaspora, you know, right. But it firmly like cemented me, along with Roll It Gal, of course. Roll It Gal was a song that just penetrated so many different markets in such a huge way. But King and Queen definitely spoke to a lot of people, and it still does.
Okay. Is there anyone else out there that you would love to do a collaboration with?
Yeah, I have to do one with Taurus. I have to do one with Singy Singy. I must. And we've spoken about it. I think it's just a matter of finding the right song, you know. It's not just about just doing a song together. It's about finding the right vibe, the right energy.
So after all these years, Allison, what keeps you going?
I love what I do. It's very simple. I love, music makes people happy. You know, if you make the right music, it makes people happy. It takes people away from their day-to-day problems and issues and stresses, and that's a really good thing to have that kind of job, and be able to make people happy. You know what I mean? That's awesome to me.
Everyone knows the Allison Hynes on stage, and the Allison Hynes they hear on the radio and stuff like that. Who is Allison Hynes in everyday life?
You know, I'm not walking through the hood. Well, I do sing. I do sing. I sing all the time. Just sing, you know, just hear music in my head, or a song might be playing, and, you know, I'd be in the supermarket singing, and, you know, that's just me. That's just a part of who I am.
Get to the beach, drink some coconut water.
Well, yeah, we could stop on the side of the highway and get coconut water. Freshly cut, you know. Yeah. I like to chill. I like to, you know, I don't have to be doing stuff all the time, spending time with the family and just, you know, I just chilling, being quiet. I am not, I might be boring to some people because, you know, I don't have to be like doing a lot. I like to relax. I like to chill.
Okay. My last question to you is if Allison Hynes, if we didn't know the Allison Hynes we knew today, right? Who would you be?
Oh Lord. I actually wanted to get into modeling. So that was, I actually went to modeling school and everything. But I didn't pursue it any further. I don't know. I really don't know. Music is such a big part of my life that I still feel that I would be involved in music in some form or fashion.
Okay, when you go back to England, do you ever like reminisce? You know, because I know for myself, sometimes I go back to Barbados and I go to my old neighborhood and I'm like, man, if I didn't leave here, well,
right?
You know, I mean, just try to think of what would I be doing. You know, I mean, what about you?
Yeah, no, definitely. I went to England in 2019 twice because I hadn't been for a while. I have a brother who lives in England and he was getting married. So I went for his wedding. And then my cousin got married a few months later. So I went for her wedding. And yeah, I was definitely, you know, I go to my old neighborhood all the time, the building that I used to live in, and just kind of, you know, be in that
yeah.
Childhood. Space. I would go to my old primary school where I went. So yeah, I definitely, you know, go back and kind of reminisce about. I think I enjoy London differently now as an adult. You know, you can do more, you can experience more, you can see it from a different way. But yeah, to go back and experience my childhood and where I grew up. Yeah, that's always. That's always awesome.
Well, you know, my last question to you, because we have a few minutes left, Allison, is There's a rhythm that's released in Barbados with a group of singers. I won't call their names because I don't want to glorify them. Mm-hmm. And it's frustrating to me, because that's not the Barbados that I know. These guys are singing and showing how many guns they have and all that. What's your thought on that? And do you ever talk to any of these guys about that nonsense, what they're doing?
Well, I know Rick and Ram for years because, Square One was the band that would have written the first soca song that Rick would have ever been on was a Square One song. First soca song that Ram was ever on was a soca song. So I've known them for a number of years. And I think it was a matter of just, you know, it was poor decision making on their behalf. I would not crucify them because at the end of the day, you know, we're all human and we make mistakes. And as long as you recognize and realize what it is, and especially once, you know, when you're an influential artist, it makes a difference because you do have that influence on young people and on people in general, not just young people. I think it's something that we need to work through. And I would not crucify them because I know them personally, and I know that in general their hearts are good. The newer artists, I am not familiar with, so I can't, you know. But in general, as is with all the artists, I just think that, you know, it was poor decision making, and it's something that you know that can be rectified and that can go on from there.
I'm not giving you advice, but I would suggest if you all know each other, try and talk to them, because you see, the young ones coming up, don't artists have a lot of power, you know, and these young ones may believe what they're seeing. I don't know who released that CD because they said it was done a year and a half ago. So, as you said, you know, I wouldn't crucify them, but they need to be talked to and, you know, in a firm voice.
Because... I'm sure they have. I am sure that they have. And I'm sure that, you know, I know Rick put out a statement, Ram put out an apology. I think Mole put out an apology. I'm not Lead Pipe, possibly.
Lead Pipe. Yeah.
You know, and I think because Rick and Ram would be more senior artists on it is why so much of the backlash came at them. Because, as I said,
better.
You're an influential artist. And with that does come a certain amount of responsibility. And whether you like it or not, you know, that is a part of what it is. So, you know.
I'll put my personal take on that situation. I think that there's a lot of people out there that sings with this kind of content every day. You know right. what I mean? I think the downfall is not the lyrics in the song. I think the downfall is the visual in the video. You know what I mean? And then it's just like 15 or 18.
Correct.
15 or 18 minutes of the same kind of visual right. and video.
Right.
If they had just sang the song and not even have the visuals, just did a regular video. Because on the defense of Lead Pipe, he has a song by the name of Cycle.
Right. I hear about this song. I don't think I know the song.
And it has basically the same kind of lyrics, and it's a song that I love. You know what I mean? But it doesn't have the visuals. So I think the bad thing about that video was that it was the visuals that got the downfall more than the lyrics in the song.
Right, from the tiny video, because the song is apparently, this rhythm was done, as you said, a year and a half ago.
Right.
So it didn't have visuals to it. But when it got the visuals, I think that is what made the difference in terms of, you know, actually making a real connection. I think that's
yeah.
where the thing came from.
You know, we have to wrap up now because we have 4 more minutes to go before the reggae hour. So I just want to say, Alison Hines, it was a pleasure meeting you for the first time. I'm seeing the business side of you for the first time. And I wish you would come back maybe in the fall or something. When are you going to release some new music so we can...
I'm working on, actually, I just finished recording a song that is going to come out for summer. It's going to be, well, I think I can say that VP, yes. VP Records is
releasing it.
Talking. And so we're really excited about this track. We are very, very excited about this track. I could tell you that. So you can look forward to brand new stuff coming out from the Queen. The video, and we're going to do a video and stuff to go with it as well. That's something that, as I said, it's already finished record. I've done my vocals and stuff. It's been sent to get mixed and mastered. And we're working on, you know, being able to release that. So you have that coming.
Okay, Drew, you have the last question, and then we'll have the last word from Alison.
Well, I'm not going to ask any more questions. I'm just going to tell Alison once again, on behalf of myself, our stretch car, the whole of Montreal, CKUT, happy belated birthday. Thanks for having you. You know what I mean? It's a pleasure. You know what I mean? Because we interview, every week we interview artists, and the most joy is the artist that you could just send them a message and say, we'd like to do an interview, and they say yes. And from there, it's just easy flow. So could you let everyone that's listening know, if they want to follow Alison Hines on your social media, let them know how they could get in contact.
Yeah, you can find me. All of my social media is my name, Alison Hines, AlisonHinds. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I do have a TikTok. I haven't done anything with it yet, but I'm going to. I'm going to start putting up videos on my TikTok as well, so you'll be able to follow me on TikTok as well.
Not them crazy TikToks, eh?
What's that?
Not those crazy TikToks that I've been seeing.
I don't know. I'll figure it out. You know, that's what TikTok is about. TikTok is about craziness. You know, doing crazy stuff. So God knows. I don't even know why you can put up, but I know I'm going to be putting up videos. So you can look out for those. As I said, I have an account. I just haven't done anything with it. And I do need to, because social media is an important part of artists and promoting songs and you know, getting your content out there and keeping yourself, you know, in the public eye and keeping yourself relevant. So, you know, I'm there for all the social media.
All right, Miss Alison, on behalf of the crew here at West Indian Rhythms, and the radio station CKUT and WFFR Sunshine Radio, all the way in beautiful DC, I just want to say thank you very much for spending some time with us, and hope we'll make it a habit.
Yes, thank you.
When you're coming to Montreal, as soon as this pandemic is finished?
When? I don't know. Whenever, you know. Whenever, whoever. I mean, if Montreal wants me, they know how to get in contact with me.
All
they
right.
Can contact any of my social media. That's very easy.
Stretch.
If he wants me, if wherever wants me, they know how to get in contact.
Stretch. Yes. You see what just happened there?
No.
You went from the everyday Alison Hines to the business Alison Hines. Whenever,
that's
wherever,
good.
Whoever want to appear.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you, my dear.
Alison, thank you very much.
Yeah,
and for those asking, we're recording the Zoom, and I'll send it over to CKUT to be posted. Or you can check out my Drew Humble page. We were also on Facebook Live. So if you guys missed the interview or you were part of it and you want to check it out again, check out my Drew Humble page, or it will be on CKUT's website.
Can I jump in for 1 minute?
Go ahead.
Can I jump in for 1 minute?
Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alison.
Hi.
First, I want to say happy birthday to you, belated birthday. You still look like 16.
Thanks.
I just want to take you to down quickly down memory lane. Do you remember Eric Ward?
No, I can't remember.
When you were going to school, you used to go to his house for lessons. They call him
Ward. Yes, Mr. Ward.
By the way, that's my father-in-law.
Okay.
And the two children that were there, Chantel and Patrice.
Yes, yes.
Those are my daughters.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, so I just want to say, you know, keep doing what you're doing. Don't stop. You know, as long as you can do what you're doing, we're going to enjoy the music and let it ride, you know. How is your daughter? Is she going to be involved in this sopa too?
No. She's in the arts, but in a different way.
Okay. Thanks for letting me slip in there.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, my dear. All the best. And what's the name of the dog again? The pit bull?
Sapphire.
Next time, it's a he or a she. She will have something to say.